سورة المزمل. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا، نصفه أو انقص منه قليلا، أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا. إنا سنلقي عليك قولا ثقيلا، إن ناشئة الليل هي أشد وطئا وأقوم قيلا، إن لك في النهار سبحا طويلا، واذكر اسم ربك وتبتل إليه تبتيلا. O you wrapped in garments, stand to pray all night except a little, half of it or a little less than that, or a little more, and recite the Quran in a slow style. Indeed, we shall send down to you a heavy word. Indeed, the rising by night is very hard and most potent for governing oneself and best for understanding the word of Allah. Surah Muzammil is one of the most sublime surahs in the Quran. What are the themes of Surah Muzammil? The themes are closeness to Allah. How do we gain this closeness to Allah? By night prayers, by tahajjud, by zikr, by remembering Allah, by reading the Quran, and by doing istighfar. Allah addresses the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and look at the love in his words. O you wrapped in garments, stand to pray all night except a little, half of it or a little less than that, or a little more, and recite the Quran in a slow and distinct style. We find that tahajjud was farz upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's nafli ibadat for us. It's a voluntary act of worship for us. But for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, it was farz. Now Allah says, رَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا. Read the Quran slowly and distinctly. One of the companions, Hazrat Huzaifa radiallahu anhu, narrates how one night he prayed behind the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he says that every ayat that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam came to, in which Allah's mercy was mentioned, he would ask for Allah's mercy. And every ayat in which Allah's anger was mentioned, he would ask for refuge from Allah's anger. And every ayat which glorified Allah, he too would glorify Allah. He would pause after each word and elongate each word. رَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا. Because this is the word of Allah. Now Allah says, whether you read tahajjud all night long, or you're reading it for half the night, or less than that, or more than that, why should you do this? إِنَّا سَنُلْقِي عَلَيْكَ قَوْلًا ثَقِيلًا. We are sending down upon you a heavy word. The responsibility of this Quran, the responsibility of conveying this message to all mankind, any person who gets up for this da'wah, who wants to call people to Allah, then he has to read tahajjud. He should read tahajjud to help him in his mission. إِنَّ نَاشِئَةَ اللَّيْلِ هِيَ أَشَدُّ وَطَأً وَأَقْوَمُ قِيلًا. Why tahajjud? Because the middle part of the night, when everyone else is asleep, that's the most effective for trampling your nafs. When you sacrifice your sleep and you get up and you leave your warm bed and you stand in the cold, praying to Allah, crying before Allah, remembering Allah, then that's your quality time with Him. See, that's your time out with Allah. Every other prayer we read, whether Zuhr or Asr or Maghrib, the back of your mind, yes, now I have to do this. Now I have to go and see to the children, and I have to go and see to my studies, and I have to clean the house. But tahajjud, that's time out with Allah. Just you and your Allah. وَأَقْوَمُ قِيلًا. And that's the time when you can best absorb this Quran. You can best understand it. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam once spent a whole night repeating one ayat and weeping. What was that ayat? If you punish them, they are your slaves. And if you forgive them, you are the Almighty and the All-Wise. See, your heart absorbs the Quran. Your heart understands the Quran when you read it in tahajjud. إِنَّ لَكَ فِي النَّهَارِ سَبْحًا طَوِيلًا. You cannot attain that feeling of closeness, even if you're praying all day long. Because in the day, you have prolonged occupation with ordinary duties. So many other things to see to. This tahajjud, this time out with Allah, it's so precious. The Prophet ﷺ told us, our Lord descends every night on the nearest sky, during the last third of the night, and He says, who calls me so that I may answer him? Who asks me so that I may give him? Who seeks my forgiveness so that I may forgive him? When you love someone, when you really admire someone, then you want to have time alone with them. And you don't want people around you. And you're just dying for a private audience with that person. The more you love someone, Allah says, seek this time out with me. Because in the day, you're going to be busy with other things. So many other distractions. So many other things to do. But at the night, when everyone else is asleep, that's when you can focus on Allah. وَذْكُرِ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ. take the name of your Lord. Why doesn't Allah say Allah over here? Rabbika, He created us. He is nourishing us. He is sustaining us. So doesn't that mean that we should try and develop our relationship with Him? وَتَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبْتِيلًا Devote yourself to Him with a complete devotion. Hazrat Aisha said that at the time of the Azan, the Prophet ﷺ would become a complete stranger. When you serve humanity for Allah's sake, that's also ibadat. But when you hear the Azan, then you're detached. Cut off all ties, because your King, your Lord, your beloved Creator has called you. تَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبْتِيلًا Just cut yourself off from everyone. Just this moment of isolation, just you and Allah alone. Muhammad Asad relates in his book, A Road to Makkah, how once he asked this Haji that why do you pray? And the Haji gave him an explanation, a simple explanation, that it's a moment of closeness with Allah. It's a moment of intimacy with Allah. And he says that explanation stayed with me. And for many years after that, whenever I would see a man, whether standing on the sidewalk and praying, or standing in the mosque and praying, I would think that this is a man who is at peace with himself. Just this moment of intimacy with Allah. تَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبْتِيلًا Just focus on Him. رَبُّ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ You're not interested in seeking Allah? You don't want that time out with Allah? You find Salat a burden? A pain? Oh God, I still have to pray? رَبُّ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ Don't forget, He is the Lord of the East and the West. If someone important calls us in this world, see the way we stand at attention, and we don't even look away, and we listen to every word they utter with humility. Allah says, رَبُّ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ He is the Lord of the East and the West. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُ None has the right to be worshipped but He. فَاتَّقِذْهُ وَكِيلًا So why don't you make Him into your friend? Why don't you make Him your disposer of affairs? Instead of seeking people and powerful influences in this world, instead of seeking influential friends in this world, why don't you make Allah your friend? And then you've got it made. وَاصْبِرْ عَلَى مَا يَقُولُونَ And be patient about what they say. Ignore their taunts. Ignore their jeers and their derision. You focus on Allah. وَهَجُرْهُمْ هَجَرًا جَمِيلًا And keep away from them in a beautiful way. Don't stoop to their level. Don't taunt them back, but just ignore them with dignity. وَذَرْنِي وَالْمُكَذِّبِينَ And leave me alone to deal with those who deny. Those who are in possession of the good things of life, so they don't need to pray because they've got so much. And give them respite for a little while. Indeed, with us are chains to bind them, and a raging fire, and a food that chokes, and a painful torment. يَوْمَ تَرْجُفُ الْأَرْضُ وَالْجِبَالُ On the day when the earth and the mountains will shake violently, and the mountains will be a heap of sand poured out. Indeed, we have sent to you a messenger to be a witness over you, as we sent a messenger to Fir'aun. But Fir'aun disobeyed the messenger, so we seized him with a severe torment. فَكَيْفَ تَتَّقُونَ إِن كَفَرْتُمْ يَوْمًا يَجْعَلُ الْوِلْدَانَ شِيبًا Then how can you be Allah conscious if you disbelieve in a day that will make children grey-haired? Children grey-haired, one day will be equivalent to 50,000 years. Whereon the heaven will be cleft asunder. كَانَ وَعْدُهُ مَفْعُولًا Certainly his promise will be accomplished. Indeed, this is an admonition. Therefore, let him who wills, let him take a path to his Lord. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ يَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ تَقُومُ أَدْنَى مِنْ ثُلُثَيِ اللَّيْلِ وَنِصْفَهُ وَثُلُثَهُ وَطَائِفَةٌ مِنَ الَّذِينَ مَعَكَ Indeed, your Lord knows that you stand to pray at night. Tahajjud, a time where no one else can see you. If you're praying to Allah, if you're crying before Allah, if you're groveling before Allah, it's just you and Allah. So it's free from riya, it's free from that taint of showing off and hypocrisy, because there are none to see you but Allah. Allah says, your Lord knows that you stand up. He knows how much it costs you to sacrifice your sleep at that time. A little less than 2/3 of the night, or half the night, or 1/3 of the night. It doesn't matter how long you pray, but get up and pray. And also a group of those with you. And Allah measures the night and the day. He knows that you are unable to pray the whole night. فَتَابَ عَلَيْكُمْ So He has turned to you. Allah doesn't say that you can't sleep at all. فَقَرَأُوا مَا تَيَسَّرَ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ So recite of the Quran as much as is easy for you. Subhanallah, He doesn't say read the whole Quran. As much of the Quran as you find easy. He knows that there will be some among you who are sick, others traveling through the land, seeking of Allah's bounty, yet others fighting on Allah's cause. Look at the wide spectrum of ways that we can obey Allah. Some can serve Allah by seeking His bounty. Some serve Allah by fighting in Allah's path. Allah says, with all these duties, with all these responsibilities, فَقَرَأُوا مَا تَيَسَّرَ مِنْ. Don't neglect reading this Qur'an. Recite as much of the Qur'an as may be easy for you. Sometimes people say, we find it so difficult and our Arabic accent isn't correct. Well, they should know this. The Prophet ﷺ once said that one who falters in reading it and finds it hard to read correctly will have a double reward. And one who is skilled in reading the Qur'an is with the noble angels who bring down the revelation. The Prophet ﷺ once said, the companion of the Qur'an will be told, recite and ascend. Recite and ascend. Ascend with facility as you used to recite with facility in this world. Your final abode is the height you reach at the last verse you recite. فَقَرَأُوا مَا تَيَسَّرَ مِنْ. Read as much as is easy for you, but develop a bond with this Qur'an. Don't leave it for an instant. Don't just read it in Ramzan and ignore it the rest of the year. وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ and establish salah. وَآتُ الزَّكَاةِ and give zakat. Don't be narrow-minded, focusing just on one thing. Worship Allah in all these myriad ways. وَأَقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا and give to Allah a beautiful loan. Don't just give zakat, give sadaqah as well, and give sadaqah for Allah's deen. Why? وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُم مِّنْ خَيْرٍ تَجِدُوهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. Whatever good you send ahead for yourself, whether it's smiling at a Muslim, whether it's teaching a fellow Muslim, whether it's giving a Muslim a friendly word of advice, whether it's picking up an obstacle from the path, whatever good you send ahead for yourself, you will find it with Allah. So don't trivialize any good deed. Do all that come your way. وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ وَأَعْزَمُ أَجَرًا and Allah is better and greater in reward. وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ then seek Allah's forgiveness. 1 month of Ramzan and we think all our sins are forgiven. After doing all these deeds, Allah says, seek Allah's forgiveness. Why? إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Allah is of forgiving, most merciful. And the best time for istighfar is the time for tahajjud. See, we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Hadith Qudsi, O son of Adam, so long as you call upon me and ask of me, I shall forgive you for what you have done, and I shall not mind. O son of Adam, were your sins to reach the clouds of the sky, and were you then to ask forgiveness of me, I would forgive you. O son of Adam, were you to come to me with sins nearly as great as the earth, and were you then to face me, ascribing no partner to me, I would bring you forgiveness like unto it. Once a man came to Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu and asked him, I have repeatedly committed a major sin. Can there be any repentance for me? And sometimes we do doubt and we say, no, I've sinned so much and it's too late now. How can I turn to Allah? I feel such a hypocrite. Ibn Mas'ud turned away and the man saw that his eyes had filled with tears. He said, Paradise has 8 gates and each one of them is sometimes open and sometimes shut, with the exception of the gate of repentance, which is held open eternally by an angel who never leaves that place. So do not despair. Wastaghfirullah. Seek Allah's forgiveness, no matter how late it is, no matter how many sins you might have done. Wastaghfirullah. Seek Allah's forgiveness. Inna Allaha ghafurur rahim. Subhanallah. Allah says, I am forgiving and merciful, but for the one who seeks that forgiveness.